phrase, those buyers are burning the market. And I found that phrase a perfect representation of what's happening in today's market. It's Friday, April 26, 2024. I'm Kimberly Barton, broker owner of Kinetic Realty, Maryland's Indie Boutique Brokerage. This is the weekly Maryland Market Minute. Due to the shortage of available homes for sale and the continued demand, prices are definitely moving higher. One of the reasons for this is that buyers are willing to compete against one another, not just on price, but on terms. Terms are the effective portion of the offer on which many sellers are making decisions. In the current multiple offer situation, sellers are having to evaluate offers based not just on price, but on the best terms for them. Many buyers are sweetening the terms by removing contingencies, such as inspections and appraisal limits. Therefore, buyers are offering much more over the asking price and what would be a prudent offer based on the neighborhood market valuation. To combat the issue that would arise from a failed appraisal, those buyers are removing the appraisal clause, or they are promising to bring more money to the table over and above the appraised value should their offer price not be supported by the appraisal. What this is doing is inflating the valuations all over the place. Where a neighborhood would typically be valued at $300,000 could be pushed to over $400,000 quickly with this method. Great for the sellers who are selling right now because they perceive their homes being worth more, and they are based on the recent home sales. But is this not lending to the burning of the market? Yes. Yes, it is. Housing affordability is suffering. Wages are not keeping up with inflation, and the Fed is trying to control inflation with interest rate increases. Interesting to note that nine times since 1961, when the central bank attempted to control inflation with interest rate increases, a recession followed eight times. So, eight out of nine times a recession followed. Let those unintended consequences sink in. Well, maybe that is actually the intention, to force the economy into a recession. That's when a lot of people make a buttload of money in recessions. There are currently 1,226 homes coming soon in Maryland, 1,638 flipped to active since last report, 1,723 went under contract, and you'll note that is more homes are going under contract than are coming on the market. It's no wonder that they are going under contract in 8 days and at 100% list to sold ratio. Meanwhile, available rentals stand at 1,977 with a median rental price of $2,235 per month. That's a wrap for this week's Maryland Market Minute for Friday, April 26, 2024. Thanks so much for tuning in. Enjoy your weekend. Stay safe.